Life is stressful. As overworked and overscheduled parents and children, we are all susceptible to stress, especially in our fast-paced region. And children, even the youngest children, have anxiety and concerns that parents need to be aware of. How can you manage your own stress and learn to understand and reduce your child's stress as well? Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones, Executive Director of SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Tricia Bassing, Licensed Clinical Social Worker and Prevention Team Leader with the Center for Children and Families in the Alexandria Department of Community and Human Services. She's a founding member of the Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition of Alexandria and a member of SCAN's Allies in Prevention Coalition. Thank you for joining me today, Tricia.
Hi, Sonia.
Join us today as Tricia and I discuss the unique causes of stress for children and adults and what we can each do to cope in healthy ways with stressors in our own life and empower our children to do the same. So let's start from the child's perspective. What causes stress for children?
Well, a lot of things do. Changes in routine. Children like to know what's happening, what to expect. New environments, new schools. Speaking of schools, I mean, there are all kinds of potential stressors there, from lots of homework, lots of activities, teachers maybe not getting along with their peers. Maybe there could be some bullying going on or problems or challenges with friends. Separation, particularly with younger children, a separation from parents or siblings or maybe even key caregivers, like they're used to a certain daycare provider and there's a change. You mentioned we live in a very busy, fast-paced area, and I think not having downtime can be pretty stressful for kids, for most kids. And so I think something that aggravates all this is not getting enough sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, stressed parents and caregivers can also make kids stressed out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think we as adults tend to look back on childhood as this carefree time that we're nostalgic for. But really, when you're a child in the middle of it, there's a lot of stress around us.
Mm-hmm.
So as parents, what should we be looking for when we're trying to gauge whether our child has too much stress in their life?
Well, smaller children in particular, although I think all kids go back to maybe some old ways of coping. Like, for example, maybe they, you know, stopped wetting the bed a long time ago, but maybe they'll start back up doing that, or wanting a bottle when they've been off of it for a while. Or maybe they become clingier, they're getting up during the night, sucking their thumbs, they're wanting their, you know, toy, their old favorite toy that had been long sort of just sitting on the bed, but now they want to curl up with it. I think those kinds of sort of reverting back to old behaviors is pretty common. They might become more irritable, more argumentative, more tantrums, crying, sad, seeming afraid or worried. They could also have physical problems like headaches or stomach aches, particularly maybe in the morning when it's time to go to school, or just seem really kind of run down and fatigued. And I think it's also important to remember that like middle school and high school students, they might start experimenting with alcohol or drugs or tobacco or maybe misusing prescription drugs. They can turn to that as a way to sort of handle their stress.
To escape from their stress.
Right.
Instead of, and we want as parents to teach them ways to cope with that in healthy ways.
Exactly.
So what are some of the ways we can teach our kids to reduce stress in their lives and or cope with the stress that's a natural part of life?
Well, I think it's important every day to touch base with your child and see how they're doing. Ask them how they feel about their day, what they liked about their day. Make sure it's dedicated time during dinner or at bedtime. Maybe you read your book and then touch base after you've done your reading with them. Or maybe you're driving to practice and take that time in the car. And it's really important that you're there to listen to them in those moments. Really listen. And obviously, you know, if they're visibly upset, don't wait for that dedicated time. Take the time out of whatever you're doing to check in with them. You might think, oh, I don't have time. I'm so busy. I have to get dinner. I just got home from work. I see that the child's upset. We'll deal with it later. But if you deal with it then in that moment, you just take the moment to get down on their level or to sit with them and look at them and say, how's it going? You seem kind of stressed out. Just doing that can really make your life easier for the rest of the evening. And also, you know, you're taking care of your child. Lots of other things.
Kind of being proactive. You mentioned
exactly.
At the beginning that lack of routines can be a cause of stress. but I kind of hear you saying that establishing some positive routines around communication, as well as around sleep and eating habits, can also be a way to establish sort of a low stress environment for your child.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think another thing that's really important is to create an environment in the family where adults respond positively and productively to change. Because there's change in our lives every day, many times a day. Things don't go as expected. And if you model that, you know, you're able to kind of go with the flow, say, okay, well, how do I want to deal with that? All right, well, you know, we can't do what we wanted to do. Let's reorganize. If you can model that and even include the family in that sort of reorganization, I think it can really set a tone. I really have to say two more things that I think are important. One is, and I can't say this enough, make sure they get enough sleep. Get the TV out of their room, computers out of their room. Make sure the handheld devices are checked in someplace else before they go to sleep. Because if kids don't get the right amount of sleep, they don't learn as well. They can't stay focused. They don't feel well, and they get stressed out. The other thing is to hug them. Tell them you love them. And when you appreciate them, you see them, and you're like, oh, wow, that, you know, my son, he's so special the way he did that. Say it. Tell him. It doesn't matter if he's 16 and rolls his eyes at you, or if, you know, he's 3 and just beams with you know, pride in hearing that. Got to say those words of love and appreciation.
Mm-hmm. Kind of builds up the self-esteem, which is also a way to sort of create a protective factor for our kids, right?
Yes.
And I guess we have to be good role models. You mentioned sort of talking out loud about how you as an adult are handling a stressful situation so kids can kind of listen in to your thought process. What are some of the other ways that adults can handle their own stresses?
I think the way adults can handle their own stress in their life. Let's see. So how adults can handle their stress or how adults can support kids to handle their stress?
I was switching to how do we take care of ourselves.
Well, we take care of ourselves, first of all, particularly I think it's to knowing about about child development. If we know what to expect from our kids at different ages, we're going to be less surprised and tearing our hair out and worried. If we know that, okay, this is normal, there's some things I can figure out how to do to deal with this, I think we're going to be less stressed out. And I know that SCAN is a great resource for parent information and age-appropriate child development information. I think to really accept that things rarely go as expected, to do the obvious things like eating well, exercising, meditating, getting enough sleep, to learn your stress triggers. I mean, we all know what kind of stresses us out. And if we don't know that, then take some time to observe and learn them and then avoid them and prepare for them. And also learn your default stress reactions. Like I know that I just tense my face up. So if I feel my face tensing up, I'm like, okay, what's going on? What do I need to do to neutralize this, to shift this? And I think if you lose it, take responsibility. I think you mentioned, you know, really modeling that, that behavior of taking care of yourself and your family and your feelings so things don't get worse. Also, get help before it gets to a crisis. There's a lot of, talking to your friends, there's the social workers, there's the employee assistance program maybe at your job. 1-800-CHILDREN is a great resource if you're just at wit's end, not sure what to do. Faith leaders, your family, psychotherapist. I think it's just really, there's no shame in getting help. And parenting is the hardest job there is, and it's the most important, and you cannot do it alone.
Good point. Yeah. If you're just joining us, this is Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Tricia Bassing, who is a prevention team leader in the city of Alexandria. And we're talking about stress and how stress is different for children and adults, but it's an important focus for parents. And I guess in adults, are the symptoms of stress the same in ourselves as they are in our children?
Yeah, I think they are pretty much. I mean, unchecked stress can cause physical and emotional symptoms in kids and adults. I think one thing is that adults have easier access to more damaging so-called stress relievers like alcohol and drugs and too much food. And I think also with adults, the negative ways we try to deal with stress can really hurt ourselves and damage our relationships, creating more stress, which is actually something else I wanted to talk about a little bit, that stress creates stress. And I think if we model and teach our children that when somebody is stressed out, they're struggling, they're in pain, they're having a hard time, and that we have the opportunity to do something kind, move in, be curious, be loving, and then that can stop that cycle of stress, I think that's an incredibly meaningful lesson for kids and for adults.
That's a great point. So sometimes we can teach our children by looking at a third party. Maybe it's a teacher who's been reacting in a way, and to help our kids recognize that maybe that's coming from stress, or a coach or a friend, and to be able to help our children see that pattern and respond to it appropriately in a way that breaks the cycle also helps them maybe recognize it in themselves and in us.
Exactly.
Are there other things that families can do together as a way to reduce stress in our lives?
Yes, have fun. Figure out together as a family what you want to do to have fun. Everybody takes a week or a month to say, what can we do that's within our means to have fun and do it. Enjoy beauty, be curious about each other, listen to each other, exercise together. I know a family that meditates together, and that really helps. You know, I think if everyone works together to take care of the household, I think that can really make a difference. Mostly, you know, be loving when someone else is having a hard time. Just to continuously be loving with each other and listening and caring. And I think that can really set a tone for the whole family.
That's great advice, Tricia. Make the decision to combat stress in your life and in the life of your child. Be aware of any changes in your child's behavior or health, which could be signs of stress, and work to keep yourself healthy in order to help take care of your children. Together, you can work as a family to reduce stress in your lives by prioritizing and maybe trimming your to-do list, getting things done, and enjoying fun time together. This has been Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and I want to thank Tricia Bassing for joining me to talk about this very important topic this morning. Remember, we all need to pause for our children. No matter how fast the world might be moving around us, it's critical that we pay attention to the children in our lives. Take time out of your busy schedule to focus on your children, and know that it is okay to ask for help. For more information about managing stress and other parenting challenges, visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org.